You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Hannah. Are you currently near roadside assistance?
What'd you say?
Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes.
Okay, can I get your first name?
It's Daryl.
Can you spell that out for me?
Darrell.
And your last name?
McCormick. McCormick.
And can I get a callback number just in case we get disconnected?
708-921-1760.
Okay, and are you in a safe location?
Yes.
Would you like to receive mobile text updates with the estimated time of arrival?
Sure.
Okay, message and data rates may apply. Can I get your policy number?
It's 706-5914-1756.
Can you repeat it for me?
706-591-4156.
Okay, so it was 706-591-4156.
Yes. No, okay. It's 706-591-4156. Hello?
It's not coming up with that policy number.
Let me double check. How about 6? Okay. 7-0-6-5-9-1-4-1-7-5-6. That's what it says.
And that's what I have here, but it's not bringing up the policy number.
Is there another way you can look it up?
No,
There's a space between the 70 and the 659. I don't know if that matters.
It's not coming up, sir.
Is this for Fred Loya Insurance?
Yes.
So what can I do?
Maybe you can call your insurance company and see if you have the correct policy number.
I just got off the phone with them. They confirmed the number with me.
I'm not sure why. Let me see.
It's a 2011 Malibu and a 2014 Silverado.
Okay, so it's coming up as it being not active, inactive. Hello?
Hello?
Your policy information is coming up as inactive.
Says it expires January 22nd of next year.
I'm not sure why it's coming up as inactive. You'll probably have to talk to your insurance company and see if they can fix it.
All right.